the fellowship of the GOP's brass ring.
I filed today my paperwork to seek the office of the presidency of the United States.
Take half of the current Department of Homeland Security bureaucracy in Washington.
What this president has done has slowed the economy.
I think Governor Palin's a remarkable leader. Has he done one thing right when it comes to the economy in this country?
Boy, that's a tough question.
A debate last night in New Hampshire for some of President Obama's challengers was not decisive, but the way they talked about the White House, you'd think it was Mount Doom.
First-timers and rollouts. This time there were seven. Did we separate the wizards from the hobbits, dwarves, and elves? Republican fellowship and the hard fight ahead for the GOP nomination. On to Mordor. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone, of Hobbits, Wizards, and Candidates. This morning, our own wizard, Todd Zwillick, will be joining us from Washington on that GOP debate last night. It's Tuesday, June 14th.
And this is the top of the news headlines this morning. Not surprisingly, President Obama didn't get a lot of love at the first major Republican presidential debate.
This president has failed, and he's failed at a time when the American people counted on him to create jobs and get the economy going.
The Obama administration is an anti-jobs, anti-business, anti-American energy, destructive force.
This president is a declinist. He views America as one of equals around the world. We're not the same as Portugal.
That was in order. Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, and Tim Pawlenty. Tea Party favorite Michelle Bachmann did make some news last night.
I filed today my paperwork to seek the office of the presidency of the United States.
Bachmann's now the first woman to formally enter the race. We're going to have more with Todd Zwillick, as John said, from the presidential debate with the Republicans in a few minutes.
While the potential candidates took turns bashing President Obama's handling of the economy, the president himself was in North Carolina asking for patience.
Economic challenges were years in the making, and it'll take years to get back to where we need to be.
Today, President Obama heads to Puerto Rico, the first time in 50 years a sitting president has visited the island. There's been a growing number of Puerto Ricans migrating to Central Florida, and today's visit is seen as a way for the president to counterbalance the Republican-leaning Cuban-Americans in South Florida. A report in today's Wall Street Journal says the CIA is planning to use armed drones to target al-Qaeda in Yemen. Until now, the U.S. military has conducted drone strikes in Yemen, but the CIA has different legal restrictions that allow for covert operations, and CIA drones use smaller warheads, which officials hope will lower the risk of civilian deaths.
In Iraq, gunmen stormed a government compound in the city of Bakuba this morning, about 35 miles east of Baghdad. Iraqi officials say eight people were killed, but there are conflicting reports about whether the situation is now under control. In Syria, witnesses say government troops near the Turkish border are now cutting off and attacking villages near the city of Jisr al-Shughur. Almost 7,000 Syrians have crossed the border to escape the violence, and an estimated 10,000 more are waiting for the opportunity to cross. And on Capitol Hill, the House has voted to prohibit the use of funds for U.S. military operations in Libya.
Standard & Poor's has downgraded Greece's credit rating three notches, making Greek sovereign debt the lowest rated in the world, the latest sign the markets believe Greece will be forced to default. And China's inflation rose to its highest level in nearly 3 years in the month of May. It was up 5.5% from the same month last year. Chinese officials blame a nearly 12% jump in food prices. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 1,271. The S&P opens at 11,952. That's the Dow. The S&P opens at 1,271, and the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,639. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll review that debate last night in New Hampshire among seven candidates for the GOP nomination. But later this hour, a simple question for you. The power of books, a question that a librarian in Troy, Michigan posed to luminaries 40 years ago. Their answers only recently discovered in the form of letters, a story of getting children to read a generation ago. Weigh in now. What author or book inspired you to read as a child? Give a call to 877-8MYTAKE.